Yeah. Christos etana be Christos chen befeje
البولس من كورنثوس الأولى بركاته على جميعنا أمين. أما كل واحد في رتبته فالمسيح البكورة، ثم الذين للمسيح يقومون في حضوره، ثم الانقضاء إذا دفع الملكوت إلى الله الآب، ومتى أبطل كل رئاسة وكل سلطان وكل اقتدار، لأنه يجب أن يملك حتى يضع كافة أعدائه تحت قدميه، والعدو الأخير الذي هو الموت سيبطل لأنه قد أخضع الكل تحت قدميه. فمتى قال إن الكل قد خضعوا له فمن البين أنه غير الذي أخضع له الكل، فمتى خضع له الكل حينئذ الابن نفسه يخضع لمن أخضع له الكل ليكون الله الكل في الكل. وإلا فماذا يصنع الذين يصطبغون من أجل الأموات؟ إن كان الموت لا يقومون البتة فلما يصطبغون عنهم أيضا؟ ولما نقاسي نحن الاضطهاد من كل أحد؟ إني كل يوم أموت، وحق فخركم الذي لي في المسيح يسوع ربنا. وإن كنت حاربت الوحش كما يختص بإنسان فبأفسس، فما منفعتي إن كان الموت لا يقومون؟ فلنأكل ونشرب فإننا غدا سنموت. لا تضلوا، فإن القلوب الصالحة تفسدها الأحاديث الردية. أفيقوا إفاقة واجبة ولا تخطئوا، فإن فيكم قوما لا معرفة لهم بالله. ولتخجيلكم أقول ذلك، ولكن سيقول أحد: كيف تقوم الموتى وبأي جسم يقومون؟ يا جاهل أنت الذي تزرعه، إن لم يمت لا يحيى. والذي تزرعه لست تزرع الجسم الذي سوف يصير، بل حبة مجردة، إما من حنطة أو حبة من باقي البذور، والله يعطيها جسما كما يشاء. ولكل واحد من البذور يعطي جسم في ذاته. كل جسد ليس هو الجسد بنفسه، بل جسد الناس نوع، وجسد البهائم نوع آخر، وجسد السمك نوع آخر، وجسد الطيور نوع آخر، وأجسام سمائية وأجسام أرضية. لكن مجد السماويين شيء ومجد الأرضيين آخر، ومجد الشمس شيء ومجد القمر آخر، ومجد النجوم آخر، لأن نجما يفضل عن نجم في مجده. وكذلك قيامة الموتى، تزرع في البلا فتقوم بعدم البلا، تزرع في الهوان فتقوم في المجد، تزرع في الضعف فتقوم بالقوة، تزرع جسما حيوانيا فتقوم جسما روحانيا. فإن كان ثم جسم حيواني فثم أيضا جسم روحاني. وكذلك كتب أن آدم الإنسان الأول صار ذا نفس حية، وآدم الأخير صار ذا نفس محيية. لكن ليس الروحاني أولا بل الحيواني، وبعده الروحاني. الإنسان الأول من الأرض ترابي، والإنسان الثاني الرب من السماء. فمثل الترابي كذلك الترابيون، ومثل السماوي كذلك السماويون. وكما لبسنا صورة الترابي فنلبس أيضا صورة السماوي. وهذا أنا أقوله يا إخوتي، إن اللحم والدم لا يستطيعان أن يرث ملكوت الله، ولا البالي يرث عدم البلاء. نعمة الله الآب فلتكن معكم يا جميع إخوتي.
Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ and the apostle who was called and chosen to preach the gospel of God. From St. Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians. Oh, sorry. From St. Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, may his blessings be with us. Amen. But each one in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterwards those who are Christ at his coming. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death. For he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is evident that he who put all things under him is accepted. Now when all things are made subject to him, then the Son himself will also be subject to him who put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Otherwise, what will they do who are baptized for the dead, if the dead do not rise at all? Why then are they baptized for the dead? And why do we stand in jeopardy every hour? I affirm by the boasting in you, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If in the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage is it to me if the dead do not rise? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Awake to righteousness and do not sin, for some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. But someone will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? Foolish one, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies. And what you sow, you do not sow that body that shall be, but mere seed, perhaps corn or some other seed. But God gives it a body as he pleases, and to each seed its own body. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fish, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. But there is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterwards the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. The grace and peace of the Lord be with us. Amen.
En tepeniot Petros owin amen ra hati joy ze be Christos matovov echrichen neten hi En softi emoten en seyoni ven ef apologia en ooni vei en ethna eretin emoten en osagi et veti helpis et genfino Na esne yo empermenerepi kosmos odeni et shopchen pi kosmos nasini nem tefepi thi me eia fide et iri emef oosh emef noti evna shopi sha ene Amen.
الكاثوليكون فصل من رسالة بطرس الأولى بركاته على جميع آمين. أما الرب المسيح فقدسوه في قلوبكم وكونوا مستعدين دائما لمجاوبة كل من يسألكم قولا من أجل الرجاء الذي فيكم بوداعة وتقوى حاوين بصيرة صالحة لكي ما يخجل الذين يتكلمون عليكم كعامل الأسواء ويثلبون تصرفكم الصالح في المسيح، لأن الأفضل أن تعملوا الخير أن أثرت مشيئة الله وأن تتألموا من أن تعملوا شرا، لأن المسيح مات دفعة من أجل الخطاة الصديق من أجل الظالمين لكي يقربنا إلى الله، وإنما كان مماتا بالجسد وعائشا بالروح الذي به ذهب أيضا وكرز للأرواح التي في الحبس الذين عصوا قبلا حين كان تعطف الله ينتظرهم في أيام نوح لما كان يصنع السفينة التي فيها أنفس يسيرة أي ثمانية خلصوا بالماء. الأمر الذي تماثله الآن المعمودية خلصتم به لا مزيلة وسخ الجسد بل ابتهال البصيرة الصالحة إلى الله بقيامة يسوع المسيح الذي هو يمين الله الصعد إلى السماء وخضعت له الملائكة وذو السلطات والقوات لا تحب العالم والأشياء التي في العالم العالم يزول شهوته معه أما الذي يصنع فسيطل.
From St. Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, may his blessings be upon the Catholic selected from the first epistle of our Father John, may his blessings be with us all, amen. But sanctify the Lord in your hearts and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for having the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. For it is better if it is the will of God to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit, by whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison, who formerly were disobedient when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight souls, were saved through the water. There is also an antitype which not now saves us, namely baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, angels and the authorities and powers having been made subject to him. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind, for he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in licentiousness, the lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, they think it is strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. They will give you an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this reason, the gospel was preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. Do not love the world nor the things which are in the world, for the world and all its lustful desires will pass away, and the will of the performed of the God shall abide forever and ever. Amen.
Oh. Sotem en sagina iso o spinas irisios oromi ifnotion evolsha roten pichen hango o
الإبراكسيس فصل شريف من أعمال آبائنا الحواريين المشمولين بنعمة الروح القدس الرسل الأطهار بركة صلواتهم وطلباتهم تكون معكم ومعي يا أبائي وأخوتي الجميع آمين. أيها الرجال الإسرائيليون اسمعوا كلامي هذا أن يسوع الناصري رجل من الله أظهره الله إليكم بالقوات والعجائب والآيات التي صنعها الله به فيما بينكم كما أنتم تعلمون. هذا برأي الله المحدود وسالف علمه وأسلمتموه بأيدي الأثم وصلبتموه وقتلتموه الذي أقامه الله وحل مخاض الموت بما أنه لم يكن ممكنا أن يمسك منه، لأن داود يقول عليه: سبقت فرأيت الرب أمامي في كل حين عن يميني كي لا أزل. لأجل هذا فرح قلبي وتهلل لساني، حتى جسدي أيضا يسكن على الرجاء، لأنك لا تترك نفسي في الجحيم ولا تدع صفيك يرى فسادا. قد عرفتني طرق الحياة، ستملأني فرحا مع وجهك. لم تزل كلمة الرب تنمو وتكثر وتعتزف بها طلال المقدس.
From the Acts of our fathers, the apostles, may their holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the carefully planned intention and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified, and put to death, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David says concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand, that I should not be shaken. Therefore my heart rejoiced, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh will also rest in hope, because you will not leave my soul in Hades. Nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence. Men and brethren, let me speak freely to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his body, according to the flesh, he would raise up the Christ to sit on his throne, he, foreseeing this, spoke concerning the resurrection of the Christ, that is, his soul was not left in Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. For David did not ascend into the heaven, but he says himself, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. May the word of the Lord grow and spread and be mighty and be firmly held in the church of God. Amen.